President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit Laos. The small Southeast Asian country has a rather grim claim to fame as the most heavily bombed country in history per capita. Millions of unexploded bombs remain. As NPR's Elise Hu reports, it's a legacy the U.S. continues to help clean up.
In an exhibit in downtown Vientiane, dozens and dozens of round bombies, each the size of a tennis ball, hang from the ceiling like necklaces. Bombies are submunitions. They eject from larger cluster bombs, which are vestiges of the Vietnam War.
Are the Lao still being injured by bombs?
Yes, until now, still.
Bao Savan Vesaboon is a staffer at the nonprofit COPE, which puts on this exhibit and assists those who lose limbs to unexploded ordnance, or UXO. The other side of this hall displays a mountain of makeshift prosthetic legs, some of them clearly just rudimentary pieces of sanded wood that bombing survivors donated after use. It's part of a costly and deadly legacy of the U.S.'s so-called secret war here in Laos.
This bomb, for instance, will fall on communist infiltration routes through Laos to South Vietnam and Thailand.
An archived NBC News report there describes the campaign of bombing raids on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Between 1964 and 1973, American B-52s dropped an average of one bomb load every 8 minutes, 24 hours a day. They killed more than 250,000 Lao, but an estimated 30% of the bombs failed to explode. So now, some 40 years later, the leftover bombs still lead to about 40 casualties a year.
Well, all it takes is heat, shock, and friction for something to be volatile and go boom.
Emma Atkinson works on U.S. State Department programs and funding to clear unexploded bombs in Laos.
So when you think about the fact that these things were dropped from the air, they've experienced all of those things, and not to mention the fact that they've been sitting in the ground for 40 years, deteriorating, which makes them even more volatile. So it's pretty pervasive.
The pervasiveness of unexploded bombs is something President Obama addressed during his stop here.
Now, given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
He pledged to double the annual funding that goes to helping victims, educating locals, and clearing the bombies, a $90 million commitment over 3 years. The money will go to the work of groups like MAG International, a nonprofit dedicated to educating people about and destroying the country's deadly legacy. Simon Ray is country director.
Every day our teams are out conducting clearance.
In fields across Shen Kuan province, MAG technicians root out leftover bombs and in controlled detonations. They destroy the bombies to make these areas farmable and safe again.
You know, if you speak to any parents there, they would say their biggest fear is about their children being involved in accidents.
At the country's National Cultural Hall over the weekend, young Lao trickled in to pick up free tickets to see President Obama, who spoke to more than 1,000 people here. One of them was Meyer Tao.
15 years old.
15?
Yeah.
I asked her about the difficult history between the U.S. and Laos.
I don't know about other people, but personally, I think the past is the past.
A notion of looking forward from someone who's part of the country's future. Elise Hu, NPR News, Vientiane, Laos.